This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and it's been well over a year now since I have seen the person who holds the voice on the other end of our phone line, but he keeps coming back anyway. Russ Collins is executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he is my co-host for Cinema Chat. It is always good to hear your voice, and maybe one day I'll see your face.
Yeah, looking forward to that for sure. So we'll put that on the things to do in the future, and hopes are it'll be sooner rather than later.
How many more wrinkles do you have?
Look forward to it. No comment on that. It certainly has been a long year and a half.
I look like a pouting bulldog. You know, it's just been a long year.
That tends to kind of set in on folks like us, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all part of life, and we're celebrating life this particular day and for the next few weeks with In the Heights, which we're extremely excited about. It opens today at 2:00 with a screening in the historic Michigan Theater. It also is going to play this afternoon at 3:30 in the screening room and 7:00 at the screening room. We actually have a high school graduation. Rudolf Steiner School is graduating here at the Michigan Theater.
Very nice.
So that means we've got this early screening. All the other screenings, well, not all the other screenings, but our key screenings will take place in the historic Michigan Theater. There's also screenings for your convenience in our screening room, but this is going to all be in the lovely, lovely, restored historic Michigan Theater. It premiered last night at the Tribeca Film Festival, which actually is a pretty exciting festival. It made me really miss Cinetopia with all the special screening events that are happening at Tribeca.
2022 is the year.
Yeah, 2022 is the year for Cinetopia and a lot of things returning to normal. In addition to In the Heights, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a little bit later, concessions are at full sale for the Michigan Theater and at the State Theater. So we're excited about that, as are the customers. But we've also got a lot of virtual programming going on. We have an LGBTQ+ Voices series that plays through the month of June in celebration of Pride Month. Our Science on Screen program continues, and that's bringing a mini-series of interesting film exploring science and aesthetics. And the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival is currently playing. It started in late May and goes through August, and there's over 20 films that you can see. All of these are available at the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. Lots of virtual programs available for you. But there's nothing like being at the theater or at a film festival and seeing a bunch of films. And Tribeca opened last night with In the Heights, and we'll be playing.
Did you hear anything about it? Did it go over well?
It went over well. It sold out all of its screenings. They had screenings all over New York City, where the Tribeca Film Festival takes place. A lot of outdoor screenings and other special screenings, and all of them sold out pretty far in advance. So that was exciting. And that's just one of the exciting things that is happening at the Tribeca Film Festival. That opened the festival, In the Heights, directed by John M. Chu and adapted from Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tony-winning Broadway musical. The centerpiece of the film is the world premiere of Steven Soderbergh's No Sudden Move, which was filmed in Detroit. And the closing film is an untitled Dave Chappelle documentary.
Oh, I'm in for that for sure.
The world premiere. Yeah, well, essentially, it's about it's directed and by the pair that did American Factory that they've won Oscars and Emmys, Julia Reichert and Stephen Bognar, and the film follows Dave Chappelle in his rural Ohio home, and after the murder of George Floyd and the pandemic, obviously, Dave Chappelle couldn't perform anywhere, so he started to do comedy shows in a cornfield of a neighbor of his. And these were really interesting comedy shows.
Yeah, he flew in comics from everywhere and had the most amazing protocols for testing and making sure everybody was healthy. And it worked out splendidly.
Yeah, and it's a documentary about that chapter in Dave Chappelle's life. So anyway,
that's great. I think he's one of the great working comedians of all time.
Yeah, and just pure geniuses in kind of any frame of Dave Chappelle is amazing. And this documentary, especially by Julia Reichardt and Steve Bognar, is going to be spectacular. In addition to those three films, the opening, the centerpiece, and the closing film, 12 Mighty Orphans is a movie set right after World War One, starring Luke Wilson as a football coach. The film also stars Robert Duvall, who played a basketball coach in Hoosiers, and Martin Sheen. So a great cast for 12 Mighty Orphans. Bernstein's Wall is about Leonard Bernstein, the composer, conductor, pianist of great, great renown. The film is by Doug Triola, who's actually a friend of mine. He lives in New York, and I knew him from the West Art House Convergence. But anyway, it's going to be great, and it's a perfect documentary right before a few months before Steven Spielberg's new movie of West Side Story. So
that's coming back, huh?
Really, yeah, and Leonard Bernstein had a long relationship with Ann Arbor and the University Musical Society, so that's going to be worth checking out. No Sudden Move, again, was filmed in Detroit by Steven Soderbergh. It stars John Hamm and Benicio del Toro, Leota, Brendan Fraser, Kieran Culkin, Noah Jupe, who's also in the new monster movie, and Bill Duke and Matt Damon. And the film is the true star of the film is Don Cheadle. So anyway, that's the centerpiece, and you can understand why it would be. There's a documentary called Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain.
Now, he appeared at the Michigan Theater at one point, right? Because I seem to remember being shocked at how many people knew who he was and wanted to be with him.
Yes, yes. He actually performed at the Michigan Theater. And we've got this film coming in the near future as well. It's directed by Morgan Neville, who did the documentary about Fred Rogers and Orson Welles. There's also some reunion screenings, so the cast of The Godfather's getting together at Radio City Music Hall as part of the Tribeca Film Festival.
I'd love to see that.
Quentin Tarantino is joining his Reservoir Dogs cast at the Beacon Theater right there in Manhattan. There's going to be a 25th anniversary and celebration of Fargo Joel Coen and Frances McDormand, and they'll probably talk about their new film, Tragedy of Macbeth. Wes Anderson's going to be there just before the release of The French Dispatch, his new film, and he's going to be talking with Alec Baldwin, Gwyneth Paltrow, Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson,
Royal Tannenbaum.
The Royal Tannenbaum, Danny Glover. Then Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro are going to have a little chat before screening of Raging Bull. So we're missing being at film festivals at Tribeca this year. Yeah. Seems extremely exciting. But they've kicked it all off with In the Heights, which is opening today. We're so excited. The critical consensus of In the Heights is lights up In the Heights, a joyous celebration for heritage and community fueled by dazzling direction and sing-along songs. The San Francisco Chronicle says art is either alive or dead, and this movie is emphatically and exuberantly living, energized by what can only truly be described as love. And the critical reviews are just outstanding, consistently surprising, a creative, fearless film by John M. Chu. The film brings monumentality to a work of infinite heart. And that's what people talk about. This film is just energizing. It makes you want to get up in the aisles and dance. And it's just so life-affirming and positive.
And
that
three showings today at the Michigan Theater, correct?
That's right. So go check that out. We've also got a lot of our films that we're currently playing that are continuing. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, which is the third Conjuring film released in theaters. A Quiet Place Part 2, which is really well done.
Yeah, I've heard some like it better than the original. Right.
Yeah, it's very edge of your seat kind of stuff in a really positive, entertaining way. The Dry is this Australian mystery drama that, again, I really like, directed by Robert Connolly and starring Eric Bana. Dream Horse is a film everybody's going to like. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. And The Truffle Hunters is the great art house hit of our contemporary times in a very difficult time for people going out for movies. It's about these old guys and their dogs who look for these white Alba truffles that are grown, well, that they exist. They're a natural occurrence in the Piedmont area of Italy. And it's a really charming, wonderful documentary that people are really liking and turning out for week after week after week.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be here this long, and yet it goes on, as will we.
Absolutely.
So, we invite you to join us for another edition of Cinema Chat next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for stopping by today. Cinema Chat is an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
See you at In the Heights, playing all weekend.